Biyada all over Shas. Sometimes biyada is used for nevoda. And that's what's believed, even by Yitzchak, because it's biyada. Right? A person could have an emonis because it's biyada. It could be believed. Called in. Every migu is like a little bit of a biyada. Right? Every migu. However you learn migu, the two ways of a bochanan. But what, it's a concept of biyada where I have a way to win. Right? I have a way to win, so I get that strength, or I get that mnemonis. So, loosely, that's the way we understood our Gemara. That when do we say that dichui is a problem? That's only if it's not in your power to reverse it. But if you could intervene and get rid of the whatever the psul is, then there's no dichui. Because of that, we had many, many problems from many, many sugyas. Sukkah, the sugya later, the sugya earlier, the actual our sugya itself with the Shnei Sirim. So therefore, we came out with a simple mahalach, which could be this is what Joey was machaving to the beginning of this year. And that is that the biyada here is not that you have an ability to reverse it. Anytime you reach a psul, a stalemate, there's dichri. Dichri, and now it's possible. And even if you remove it, and even if you could remove it, it's possible. The only time dichri doesn't pass is where you didn't reach a stalemate. Right? You didn't reach a stalemate. I mean, for argument's sake, I'll just go to an extreme case. Why do we say that all basar, all a mure kachem is possible for Kabbalah on the Mizbeach, for Haktor on the Mizbeach? Because after Shechita, it's nitchi. Meaning, till you do Kabbalah, Lacha and Zrika, the Evarim are not roi for the Mizbech. Shmi Nitche. Okay. Shmi Nitche. Can't do it now. Right now, the Evarim are not roi for the Mizbech. Nitche. Right? Teretz is Amaratzis. Because we don't look at it like we're at stale. We're not at stalemate. We're not at stalemate. Okay, I'm going to an extreme version. I'm going to extreme version to make it clear. Nobody in the world would say that the Gemara didn't even have a Havmina as Dichri. Because that is the process. Yes, it's not Roy now, but there's a din to make it Roy. And this is the process of how you make it Roy. And otherwise, every time you have Kachim, any time you have if you're Bali Chayim Nidochim, so every Bal Chai should be Nidcha because he's holding before Shechita. If you're Bali Chayim Nidochim, Teretz is Narish, that's foolish. The Baal Chai has a din to make Shechit, to make it Roy. That's not called Nidche. Nidche means we stopped. We didn't stop. Okay, so that's extreme. Our Gemara is dealing with Nishpach Adam. That's not part of the normal process. That's why the Gemara has it should be Dichri. Okay. Part of the normal process, we wouldn't have asked that it should be Dichri, because that we know. But the Gemara's answer of biyadai is not anything more than broadening our foundational understanding already of what dichui means. Before we even started the Gemara, we understood that dichui doesn't mean that everything has to be roi always, otherwise it's nidche. Because then all kachim will self-destruct. Right? The whole concept of a mater, the whole concept of a mater couldn't exist. If you take dichui to its furthest extreme, the concept of a mater couldn't exist. Because the fact that I need a mater, so now it's nidche. Right? So that we knew when we went into the sugya, that dichui does not include something which is in middle of the process. The reason why we thought nishpach adam would be dichui is because this is not part of the process. There was an accident. Nishpach Adam. It went off track. So on that, the Gemara's Mechadish, basically a Kishen. Just like you mask him, that the blood is never Nitzchi. Before Kabbalah, every time you shech the behemoth, you pull the blood in the neck of the behemoth, should be Nitzchi. It's not Kabbalah. No, it's Narish. There's a din to do Kabbalah, and then it's Roy. So all the Gemara did in the Maskana with the Biyodah is to say, that just like something which is part of the normal process doesn't get hit with a dichui, so too, anything which didn't lose the halacha that it should be part of the process is not in dichui. Doesn't matter if it went, stayed on track or went off on track. As long as there's still a halacha to keep on moving. So if we understand that if you stay on the normal course, zichud is no din of dichui. The only chiddush biyadai is that there's a concept called recalculate, like you have on Waze. That recalculate is also not called nidche. That's all. That's the ganze chiddush. And with that, everything is answered. By shnei seirim, and one of them dies, there is no recalculate. There's no halacha now. There's no. We have nothing here. We lost our soul lazozel, and we don't have any other identified soyer halachically. It won't help that we go say, okay, so this is the guy. But halachically, there's nothing about that guy. It could be that guy. It could be that guy. There's nothing about that soyer. And that's how we explain when the Rishonim say maybe they won't give you the soyer. What do you mean? The Gabbai is going to be an action? Right? The Gizbar is going to have a... He'll be a rigid fellow who doesn't want to give you a soyer. He's not a balabos not to give you a soyer. The Teretz is, you're saying, this soyer? This soyer has no halacha. So once we say, this soyer has no halacha, you can't do that one. That means that this one was not part of the process when that one died. So that's it. That answers all the questions. You got to hear that. It's very close. Because we were having some challenges. Okay. Let me get right. Zokti Gemara. Let's just finish up to the Mishnah. I'm in the middle of a tooth repair. So I'm on a lot of medications. If I sound a little off, you should be meichel. It's one of the side effects. Guf atani rabbi nehemer, koi zecher yemal midam ataruvis. This is what we discussed last week. Shem yishpach, by the Korban Pesach, they would fill up with blood from the taruvis. Shem yishpach echor mehem, v'nimtza adam, v'nimtza, and in that case, this is machshirei, shu machshirei. So b'kitzer, Rabbi Yehuda holds, they used to take a bucket full of blood from the Azara floor, and that they would spritz on the Mizbeach, in case one of the Korbanos Psochim, the blood didn't make it to the Mizbeach, this will do it. Says the Gemara, so we were just dealing with Dichui, that the Gemara answered, Kol Shabiyadi Lavi Dichui. Now the Gemara is asking a different question. Says the Gemara, how do you know that this blood was Miskabel Bekli? Amulei Rabbi Yehuda. There was no Kabbalah. So that we had earlier, if the blood fell on the floor before it ever was Miskabel, it's possible. In fact, the Gemara, you know, you had a Chachamim, no. Gemara says, the Chachamim don't mean we know. El Hashem alein Niskabel b'kli. Maybe it wasn't. And maybe, if it wasn't, it's possible. And if it's possible, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbech. That's the main problem of the Gemara. You're not allowed to put it on the Mizbech if it's possible. So I'm going to you to answer them on the top of Lamed Hey, Afani lo yamarti, elo sheneskabel b'kli. You're right. I'm talking about the blood that was miskabel b'kli. Ask the Gemara, how do you know? How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? V'ugufe mino yada. How did Rabbi Yehuda know that all the blood on the Azara floor was miskabel b'kli? Says the Gemara, Kahanim is reason. There's a chazoka. Kahanim is reason, they mekabel the blood. And Mela, Elamai, so why is it on the floor? Avdin Haya, they were quick, highest quickly. Umishtapchim. And Mela, the blood spilled on the floor from the kli. Says the Gemara, fine, but there's also blood from the neck. It's not only the dam that went into the kli, there's got to be other blood mixed in. Falei dam atamtsas morvboy. Rishonim explain, it's mistam, it's roiv. Not only is a little blood of the tamtzis, roiv dam tamtzis. The if anything, the blood that fell out of the kli would be bottled in the blood that's possible for the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehudai made Omar Damatamtis Koridam. It's also called blood. You have to know what the Gemara is answering with this. Because Lamaise wasn't the scabble. The Dama Tamsis that spilled on the floor was regardless not Miskabel Bakli. The Dama Nefesh was Miskabel Bakli, right? The Dama Tamsis just went on the floor. The Kahanim's reason just means that the Kahanim has reason to make sure that the Dama Nefesh went into the Kli. But not the other Dam. Right? So Stamaze, what was the Gemara's Hava meaning here? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda l'taime, Tomar damatamtis koridam. It's also called dam. The Tanya damatamtis bazoch, eh? The Tanakama holds that damatamtis, the blood that doesn't come out with the first rush out of the body of the behemoth, is only a lav. That means it's not part of the regular Isser Dam with chorus. Rev Yudoyim and Bakoros. Right? It's unclear what the Gemara wants here. Very unclear. Because what the Gemara gained by saying, the Gemara wants to now pull a klal that we have in, not in Kachin, in Machos HaSachim, that Rev Yudah holds there isn't a distinction between Dam HaNefesh and Dam Atamsis, meaning you chayiv chorus on both. We hold that you only chayiv chorus on Dam HaNefesh. And the Dam that comes out later is only a lav, it's not regular blood. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you chayiv chorus even on Dam Atamsis. What did that help our Gemara? B'chlal. It wasn't the Skabel B'kli. That blood is possible anyway. Let's revert back to the Chachamim's first question. The Chachamim asked Rabbi Yehuda, "Haloi lo miskabel b'kli." So Rabbi Yehuda says it was miskabel b'kli. The Gemara says, "How do you know it was miskabel b'kli?" Kahanim's reasoning. So the only reason why we were assuming for sure the blood was miskabel was Kahanim's reasoning, and Zichah they were makabel the blood, but they weren't makabel damatamzis. Takert, that blood is no good for the mizbech, right? No, one second. So the whole problem the Gemara had to begin with was that the dam that's not roy is being mevatel the dam that is roy. Right? So the Gemara says, no kasha, review the whole, so it's taka dam. And now the Gemara just goes, from Rabbi Lezer, moid Rabbi Yehuda, linyin kapoga, sheni mechaper, shenema, ki adam u banefesh yikapo. Dam shenefesh yoseboy, shenefesh yoseboy. Any kind of very strange, this whole shakla time. The Gemara basically is saying that it's not going to help. Because Dama Tamsis can't, even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Dama Tamsis as regular blood in Machol Sasuris, holds you can't use it for kapar. That's not even the issue here. The issue is that the Dama Tamsis wasn't miskabel b'kli. And that was the whole problem we had originally. That it's bottle. Right? Dama Tamsis more of boy, and it's bottle. That means when you take this bucket of blood off the floor, you have a majority of dam that's not roy for the mizbech. That was the whole question. So I had to Gemara said, well, Rabbi Yehuda goes l'shitosa, that he holds in Meseches Krisus that Dama Tamsis is also chayiv koros. So what? What do we gain by that? But it wasn't miskabel b'kli. Forget the Gemara's next problem that the Gemara asks: Dam shein nefesh yotze bei mechapa, dam shein nefesh yotze bei ene mechapa. Right? Zicher, all the dam, the kahanim weren't mechabel all the blood that came out of the neck. They were mechabel the dam shein nefesh yotze bei, and then the rest spilled on the floor. Well, that's the next step. That's what's bothering me, David. What you're saying is exactly what bothers me. Because you see clear from the Gemara didn't know that far yet. Because now the Gemara wakes up and the Gemara says, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda, Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, Latayme, Da'omar, Dam, Ein, Mevatel, Dam. It's not Mevatel. Min b'minoi. That means the Gemara till now didn't go with that. The Gemara could have introduced this from day one, l'chayra. The Gemara from day one could have said, you know, ain dam avatal dam. The Gemara didn't say ain dam avatal dam because the Gemara held, the Gemara didn't know the svara yet of ain dam avatal dam. And therefore the Gemara was using a different svara. All I'm saying is that the only way to understand the teretz that dama tamtzis is kori dam is that if you say and memela ain dam avatal dam, but the Gemara is very clear that there's a two-step approach here. One approach is I understand, but when the Gemara says ella, before the Gemara says ella rav yudal tamei dam avatal, the Gemara says rav yudal tamei. That holds dama tamtzis kori dam. At that point, what does the Gemara hold? Before the Gemara says, well, it's not royal or kapara. That means there had to be a... You have what I'm saying? At that point, the Gemara seems to have here several steps. Step one is the Chachamim say, who says there was Kabbalah B'Kli? Rav Yehuda then says, Kahanim's reason said Ezekiel was a Kabbalah B'Kli. The Gemara says, fine. But there's still other blood on the Azora floor that came straight out of the neck of the animal after Kabbalah. And that blood is a chapasal for many reasons. First of all, it was never miskabel b'kli. It's possible. Nishpach menach savar l'ritzpah, it's possible. There's nothing to do with that blood. Our whole sugya is only riding on the din of the Mishnah that if you makabel the blood and then it fell on the floor, now you can pick it up. But if it went from the neck on the floor, it's a chapasal. So that's the Gemara's question. Right? So Dama Tamtzis L'chaira has two problems. Problem number one is even if it was Miskabel B'Kli, it wouldn't be kosher. Problem number two is that most of the Azara was filled with this blood that never had a Kabbalah's Kli. Okay? That never had a Kabbalah's Kli B'chlal. So that blood is like water. It's not roy for the mizbech. It's not roy for mizbech, and therefore the Gemara asked that it should be mevatlet. That's all part of the Gemara's kasha. And memela, the blood, all that blood that's not roy for mizbech, should passel the blood that is roy for the mizbech. To which the Gemara answers, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, dama tamtzis is also chayiv karis. It's also dam. So the Gemara says, no, so dama tamtzis is it doesn't help you, because even if it's called dam, it's still you can't spritz it on the mizbeach. This is Rav Yehuda l'taimei domer ein dam avatal dam. What do you mean? If you didn't know yet the svar of Rav Yehuda l'taimei domer ein dam avatal dam, what did you think your answer was by saying that dama tamtzis is also called dam, but it wasn't the skabel b'kli? You see what I'm saying? In other words, what the Gemara seems to be holding that if you hold dama tamtzis kori dam, so we don't have a problem. Without coming on to the din of Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei domer ein dam avatal dam. Because that the Gemara only introduces after the Gemara says, oh, we have a different problem. That even Rabbi Yehuda holds dama tamtzis is kori dam, still not roi for kapar. Yeah? But what do you think before that? No, because Rav Yehuda hold is basically two separate machloikism. The Chachamim hold that dama tamtzis is not blood at all. Rav Yehuda holds dama tamtzis is blood, and you chayv chorus on it. Chachamim hold dama tamtzis is not dam at all. It's only a lav, a separate lav. It's not the regular dam. Now, there's a separate issue. We assume that there's a separate machloikis that Rav Yehuda also holds. The dama tamtzis is roi for the mizbech. So the Gemara says, no. Rav Yehuda's dama tamtzis is not roi for the mizbech. So the Gemara, Rav Yehuda l'taimei d'omar ein dam mevatel dam. The dam is not mevatel dam. That means that in the first step of the Gemara, you don't have to come on to ein dam mevatel dam. We were happy just with the fact that Rav Yehuda holds, Dama Tamsis is royal. We thought that Rav Yehuda holds, Dama Tamsis is royal Kapor. You understand? We thought that Rav Yehuda holds, Dama Tamsis is royal Kapor. And therefore, that's the answer. The Gemara says, no, for Om Rabbi Lezer, Moedah Rabbi Yehuda, the Tama Tamsa is not Roy L'Kapora. On that, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda L'Taimei Domein Dama Vatel Dam. So I'm just asking you, what's the Hemshech of the Gemara? If the Gemara didn't yet know that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Dama Vatel Dam, so what did we think the answer was by saying that Tama Tamsa is Dam? And therefore what?
It's almost like the Dama Nefesh would be matched with the Dama Tamsis.
But it's not.
I understand, but it sounds like that.
That's not a question. It's not. So so it seems to be Mamish Apliya. I mean, that was the whole Chachamim's Kasha to begin with. Before we even got to step one. The Chachamim said, why are you filling up a bucket of blood? There was no Kabbalah. Maybe this is what Chachamim is losing me. So there was a Kabbalah for some of the blood. So the Gemara said, so what? What about all the rest of the blood? So the Gemara, it does make a difference. The Gemara says, Al-Kochach, you have to say, Damatamtis Koridam. Damatamtis Koridam. So, and it's not Mavatl. So then what's the Gemara's Kasha then? The Gemara knew that the Dama Tamsis can't be Mavatl. So what's the Gemara's Kasha now? Only a Dama Tamsis Murabai. So it doesn't flow. It doesn't seem to flow, Bechlau. So the emes is that it would seem that the only way to understand the sugi, L'chaira, even though this whole piece is sort of like missing in the Yukimta of the sugi, is that the Gemara knew, just like the Ran in the Dorim says, that the ultimate min b'minoi is not bottle even according to the Chacham. Right? That's the famous Ran in the Dorim Daf Nun Beis. That the way the Ran explains Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim, for instance, is that Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim, since it's going to be Mutter tomorrow, so it's called Heter B'Heter. So it's not bottle at all. Meaning, the Chachamim also agree to Rabbi Yehuda that the ultimate min b'minoi is not bottle. But the Chachamim hold, just like you could identify something by its taste or flavor or consistency, you could identify something by its halachic status. So the Chachamim hold, the fact that this is Isser and this is Heter, that's min b'shein eminoi. That's how the Ran explains it. And that's why the Ran says, Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim, since it's going to go off tomorrow, it doesn't, I mean, you can even make it a Lom D'Shavart, because the Yerushalmi seems to say in Pesachim that an Isser that's Zmani, an Isser that's only for a time being, is Isser Gavra. It's not Isser Heftz. That means Chazer is an Isser Heftz. The Yerushalmi says that Chometz and Chodosh is an Isser Gavra. What's the difference? Because it's a zmani, it's only for a time. So an isser which goes off is on you. And the isser that remains is on the object, according to the Yerushalmi. So l'maisa, it would make a lot of sense that the Chachamim hold, Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim, means that the isser is not intrinsic. Memele, it's min b'mina. Memele, it's min b'mina. Yeah. That, so the Mordechai holds that, so it is intrinsically us, exactly. That has to be explained, the Mordechai. The Mordechai goes by the Shema Yisr rather than the you have to know, according to the Mordechai, Chometz is also shouldn't be a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim, for the same reason. Because it's, but anyway, Al Kuponim, the bottom line is, this is the way to learn the sugya. The Gemara starts by saying, Lo Niskabel B'Kli. So Mela, what are you doing Zrika for? Doesn't do anything. Rav Yehuda says, Kahalim Zrizumei, and Mela is a chazoka that every single behemah had a kabbalah. In other words, it's not that we, the Chachamim, are coming and saying, you're worried, you're spritzing the blood on the Mizbech because maybe one of the behemahs didn't have a kabbalah. Then what do you gain by picking up the blood from the chazor? Rabbi Yehuda says Kanam is Reason Aim, and therefore all the blood is kosher roi for the Mizbeach, no Shaila. It's good. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Kanam, the Torah says, fine. So the Kanam will makabel all the blood, but you have Tamatansis. You have blood that's not blood. Now, why did Gemara say Damatansis? So he said, Stami have a problem. That blood wasn't miskabel b'kli. It's anyway possible from this path. So for that, I think, this is what I think you have to say, is at that stage of the Gemara, even according to the Chachamim, who hold normally Dam Mevatel Dam, not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara held at that point, and the Chachamim would agree too. We got to Dama Tamsis more, but they wouldn't have been Dama. Let's say on the floor would only be Dama Nefesh. So the Gemara seems to be saying then we wouldn't have a problem. Right? I'm telling you what I think the reason is. The reason is because the Dam that was Miskabel B'Kli is the same Dam that wasn't Miskabel B'Kli. It happens to be that in order to spritz on the Mizbech, you have to make a Kabbalah too. So that blood is not identified as different blood. It's just pre-Kabbalah. It's the same blood. It's just pre-Kabbalah. So that, even the Chachamim would hold, wouldn't be bottle. That's mamish min b'minai. You know what I'm saying? That's the ultimate min b'minai. It's not like dama par and dama soyer, which this blood has one halacha intrinsically, and this blood has a different halacha intrinsically. There, the Chachamim hold, dam is mevatel dam. One second. That's the Gemara, at this stage in the Gemara held that if all the blood was the type of blood that could be put into a clean and spritz on the Mizbeach, that's all one blood. On that, it would be kosher. The blood won't be buckled. But the ultimate min b'minoi is not buckled even according to Chachamim. And that's why Dovah Sheyesh L'Matim, which is also like Zev is saying, halachically different. But it's not intrinsic enough to make it a min b'sheni minoi. So I'm telling you that hu adin, blood, which intrinsically is roi for the Mizbeach, even though halachically you can't put on Mizbeach because you, the Gavra, were makabel it. But it's not intrinsic enough. Exactly, to make it a min b'sheni minai. And the Mela, that's why the Gemara's whole problem was v'aloi damatamtis murvbay, which is a different kind of blood. So Mela, it's min b'sheni minai. So let that dam, which is enei minai, be mevatel the dam, which is minai. Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Latame. Rabbi Yehuda's Latame that Rabbi Yehuda holds that dam atamsis is dam. Oh, it's dam, so it's min b'minoi. Min b'minoi. Says the Gemara. And again, this would work even according to the Chachamim. It's just that they happen to hold dam atamsis is not dam, but we don't yet have to introduce Rev Yehuda's concept of ein dam mevatel dam. Because at this point, the Chachamim would also agree that if Dama Tamsis was roi for the Mizbeach, then it would be min b'minoi. That's why we don't pull in yet Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of Ein Dam Mevatel Dam, because we don't need it yet. At this point, the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dama Tamsis is also regular Dam and it's roi l'kapara. It wasn't miskabel b'kli. Fine, but it's still min b'minoi. It's the ultimate min b'minoi that even the Chachamim agree. That's the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, nein. Lagabi kodshim. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim that Dama Tamsis is not the kind of blood that's roi for the Mizbeach. For Kapora. So it's min b'sheni minoi. Melech should be bottled. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda l'taime. Rav Yehuda holds you don't need that the element should be halachically the same. Rav Yehuda only needs that they should be physically the same. Rav Yehuda holds even Dama Pa and Dama Sawyer, which is halachically different bloods. They're not mevatel each other. That's the hemshich of the Gemara. But the point is gewaldig. Until the Gemara came to the area where Dama Tamsis is not roy for kotshim, the Gemara didn't have to invoke Rabbi Yudi Shita of Ein Dama Vatal Dam. Because it was the ultimate min b'minai. Now that you're telling me that Dama Tamsis is not mechaper for kotshim, so now, according to the Chachamim, this is min b'shenim. Right, now we have to bring in Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you the holds that even when there's a halachic difference between Bein Dam L'Dam, we still say it's not Bok. That's the Gemara's Maskana. That Rabbi Yehuda L'Taim Ein Dam Ein Dam Avakal Dam. Ein Dam Avakal Dam is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that even if halachically there's a difference between the Domim, it's not bottle. Dam Apar, Dam Asoyer. That's not what the Gemara said. No, that's what we're talking about here. Yeah, but my point is that until we got to this point of the Gemara, we were dealing with the ultimate min b'minay, which even the Chachamim would agree that the difference is invisible and therefore it's not bought. That's the point. Now the Gemara to come. Okay, let's finish off. The Gemara is agreeing that the other blood is problematic. It's as problematic as a dovah sheyesh lematirin, which could be an issa d'raisa. You understand? We're not saying it's not a problem. We're just saying it's not intrinsic. We're not saying it's not a problem. You're 100% right. All I'm telling you is that's why I brought in dovah sheyesh lematirin. Dovah sheyesh lematirin shows you that even according to the Chachamim, when there's a non-intrinsic discrepancy between the mixture, it's called min b'mina. That's the point. So that's why the Gemara now had to come. No, but there's a halachic difference, which is that this is royal kapar, this is not royal kapar.
But that's not enough for Rabbi.
So according to the Chachamim, it's enough to make it separate. According to him, it's okay. Right. Not bottle, right. I don't know what you. When the two things are mixed, they don't become bottle. Doesn't matter. So now Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim l'divreichem, according to you, that you hold there's no reason to fill a bucket up, a klishores, and spritz the blood on the mizbeach. So lama poikikim ha'azoche. Why do they plug the azoche? Bishleim, according to me, that I hold, that there's a tachlis to get the blood from all the karbonos. There's a good reason to plug the mizbeach. But according to you, that you hold, you don't fill up the dam, so what's the purpose? So he told him, Chacham say, shvachu livnei aron, shehalcho arko v'seim b'dam. Obviously, the Gemara means it's a shvach for avodah to be done when you're walking in blood. There's a shvach to show how beloved the avodah is to you. You're walking in the blood for the avodah. Now, because if the Gemara just meant it's a shvach to stand in the blood of the korban, the Sfasemis asks, so what do you have to come out to Bnei Aaron? The whole Azara was full of Klal Yisrael. So it's a shvach for Klal Yisrael. And then the Gemara would have had the question that I asked, because the Gemara now asks, what do you mean? For Hodam, it's a chatzitza between the feet of the Kohanim and the floor. Right? So it should be a problem. So the Gemara, lachu v'lo yavi chatzitza. It's a liquid. And a liquid, anything in a liquid state is not a chatzitza, the Tanya. Hadam v'adyoy v'advash v'hacholov, all of these things that are on the body, yiveshim choytzitzim, they're only choytzitz if they're dry. Lachim enim choytzitzim.
So then why do we have the problem with Yadayim and Ralayim when we have one hand on top of the other one, the Lord God underneath, and he said,
by what? Right. No, there the chatzitza was the opposite. The chatzitza was that the water won't get between. That the hands and the feet are... The water wasn't a chatzitza. I thought you meant we had a different issue. We had water between the beged of the kohanim and the Gemara, but there is also a phrase, chatzitza. But that's what the Gemara says. So here, this is not so simple because the... There's a big machlokes rishonim why something in a liquid state is not a chatzitza. Some rishonim hold because you're not makpid on it. You're only makpid on dirt that's clinging. Dirt that just is, that's a matchai, says in Shavuos, that the reason why liquid is not a chatzitza is because you're not makpid on it. So the Chazanish asks, and the Ramon, by the way, paskins this way. The Ramon, Yeridei, brings us down that lach is not a chatzitza because you're not makpid on it. So if you learn that way, so then on the floor of the Azara, what's makpid? That's nothing to do with it. Something that's on your body is totally in your kapeda. If I'm not makpid, it becomes part of my body. If I am makpid, it doesn't become part of my body. But something on the floor of the Azara would have to do with me. It's zichah not becoming part of my feet. So what's the Gemara talking about? Meaning, according to the Mordechai, that seems to hold that liquid is Israel a chatzitz. Liquid really is royal to be a chatzitz. And there is, if you learn that, like Tosfos learns liquid's not a chatzitz because it doesn't. The body penetrates it. Right? You go through it. So then it's a consistency issue. But if you learn that the reason why liquid is not a chatzitz is because you're not makpid, it doesn't really fit. No, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the chatzitza here, normally on your body, when you have something in a makpid on it, becomes bottled to your guf. But here it's tam haritzpah, it's blood on the azar. The fact that you're not makpid, that the blood is on the floor, is not, it doesn't help. You're not makpid, it's on your feet. But the bottom line is it's on the ritzpah of the azar.
No, like
so it doesn't, in other words, somebody has the kasha, famous kasha. Why are begodim a chatzitza? Begodim is a chatzitza. If you have, unless the water goes in between it, the begodim themselves is a chatzitza. I mean, you had the famous stipler with a bathing suit, the water could go through it, but begodim is a chatzitza. What happens if you're not makpid on the begodim? Still a chatzitza. Why is a chatzitza? Because it's a separate thing. It's not bottled to your body. Something that's attached to your body, we can be done that it becomes part of your body. In other words, if you would put something separate that's not connected to your body, between your body and whatever we're discussing, that would zichah be a chatzitz. It won't make a difference that you're not makpid on it. It's not because it's not bottled to your body. So in other words, step one is it has to be connected to your body in order for it to be bottled to your body. You understand what I'm saying? So your begodim for that reason are separate, they're not connected to your body. And your begodim, even if this is something that you like to wear every single day, and you want it to be on your body, it's not bottled to your body. Because it's not connected to your body. That's pasha, that's olive base. Right? So the question is very simple. If you learn that this is midin, liquid is not a chatzitza because whatever you put goes right through it, then Agamar makes sense. So the liquid on the floor of the Azor is not a chatzitza. But if you learn that the reason why liquid is not a chatzitza is because it becomes bottle, it's a mir, it's like any makpit. Right? It's any makpit. So then, inasmuch that the blood is on the Azor floor, the fact that you're not makpit, that you're getting wet from the blood, plays no role. Matthias is that there's blood there. That's on the floor of the Azor. So The blood on the floor of the Azor is not becoming part of your body. That's for sure not. So what's going on? It's not my pella. So this is something we'll get back to, not Mitzvah Shem in a later sugya. I'm just being more erudite now because we're going to have the sugya of Chatzitza with the Ritzpah later on. So we'll go into that more then. Says the Gemara, what about the Big Day Kuhuna? Says the Gemara, Matavzi Ma'anayu. The Big Day Kuhuna get dirty now. So Stamazay, how they walk through the blood up to their knees, the big day kuna got dirty. Says the Gemara, they lift it up. They lift up the begadim. For Tanya midoy kimidosa. The midah is kimidosa. Shelo yechzar v'shelo yosir. That the baggage can't be too small and it can't be too big. And the mele, it should be a problem. It's a Gemara's kasha. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara just asked the question just like that. When we had a whole sugya earlier on in Yudches and Yutes, we had a discussion if you put the havnate on, and after you put the havnate, the beged lifts up. If we look at it like it's too short, or since it's physically there, it's kasha. So why is our Gemara so posh at saying that it's a problem? It could be that the Chachamim hold that a beged, as long as it's long enough, even though it's lifted up, it's kosher. If anything, this is better than the belt. The belt is actually, right now, physically, holding the begadim up. Here you're just holding it. Here you're not, the beged is not even being tied. Over there, the Gemara really has a shaila. Do you treat the avnate, when the avnate crumbles up the beged, do you treat that as though it's cut off? Right? That's the Gemara earlier. It's chesam and beis. It's kilu chotchoi. Toysus here brings down the kasha. If you look at Toysus. Divrei HaMashal v'Tanya. See Toysus. Toysus says, v'Tanya is like Toysus. Hach piuch is only alibi de madoma havni make his guys leil perik sheni. Toysus is tremendous chiddush what Toysus wants to say. That our Gemara is only going like that man who holds Avnet Megas Gaius. First of all, so why is the Gemara asking a kasha? Could be the Chachomim hold. We don't look at it like Megas Gaius, like it's cut off. Megas Gaius means it's cut off. We don't look like it's cut off. Right? Secondly, Lechaira, over here, you could arguably say that even the man who holds Avnet Megas Gaius, that's because there's an Avnet, which is part of the Big Day Kuhuna, which is holding this Beged up. So now we view it as Megas Gaius. But if he's just holding the beged up, you find in Hilchos oil, right? So an oil arai is also an oil. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to make an oil arai. Even mit Rabbona, you're not allowed to make an oil. So you have the famous Shaila for Chosin Torah, Chosin Breishis, to hold up the talus, the place can talk about it. So one of their tegum to do it, right, is that so long that a person is just standing there holding it, it's not pachlal. It's not called. It's not even oil agai. It's not even oil agai. It's a person's holding it. It's not called an oil agai either. Over here, lechayra, even the man holds avnet megas gaius, who holds at the belt. Actually, by tying the belt up, it brings up the beged, and that part of the beged is like it's cut off. That's only because that's the derech levisha. Stam a guy goes like this, looking like it's cut off. So Toysus is shver on both sides. Stam to say our Gemara is only going like that man dumber is a big chiddush, because our Gemara is asking a kasha. But furthermore, even that man dumber lechayre would arguably hold that in our case it's not called it's bechal not called lechayre. It's mamish shver, right? That's not our Gemara's kasha. If the Gemara would say it's not derech levisha, we're fine. I think the argument could be made that when a person walks into muddy water, that's derech levisha to lift up the beged. Adarab, that's normal way to walk through something. That's the way you walk through a mess. That's a normal way to walk through a mess. But that, if the Gemara would say that, a halbatzah. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara is arguing here that the beged's called cut. How could it be called cut? Very strange. So the Gemara answers, we're talking about Eilochas Evorim Lekevish. It's a lav avoide. It's not an avoide. So Rashi says, maybe we don't care if the begadim get dirty. That's one way. Or you could learn, they lift it up and it doesn't matter. They don't really need the big day kuna then. They taka don't need the big day kuna then. They lift it up. So now, Rav Shach says, Chatzadik Levroch, he has a gewaldige kasha, this tzad of the Gemara. How are they allowed to wear the big day kuna? The Rambam says, you're only allowed to wear big day kuna, it's duchuyah. You're only allowed to wear Peshas Avodah. If the Gemara's, at this point in the Gemara holds taking the Evorim to the Kevesh, is not an Avodah, and doesn't require big day kuna, so how are they allowed to wear it? And pick it up? No! According to the Ravid, it's Givaldic. The Ravid holds big day kuna is Hutra b'mikdash. And the Mele, even Shaloi b'shas Avodah, the Kohen could wear it. We don't have a problem. But the Rambam, who holds that big day kuna is Dechuya, and you're only allowed to wear it b'shas Avodah when you need to wear it. So how are they allowed, what is the Gemara gain with this Teretz? Rav Shach says a big Chiddush. Rav Shach says maybe according to this Teretz of the Gemara, the Rambam will learn differently than all the Rishonim, and they actually took off the Begadim completely. But that's not the portion reading of the Gemara, that's not the way the Gemara reads. They lifted it up, and when they went, says the Gemara, Sigmar says, what do you mean? It is avoid. The lava avoid. Right? You have the same question. Says the Gemara. So how did Kahanim Taka go to the avoid itself? When the Kahanim had to Taka do halacha, what they do? Says the Gemara. Ozliya itzdebe. They went on the platform. The area that was full of blood. They used the platform. They used the basically a detour. They used the Itzdeba to get around the area that was full of blood. No, so the Gemara is saying that's only by the halachas Eitzim l'maracha. But the Gemara's whole question was, but the part that they have to walk regular, so that's what the Gemara says, that they did on the Itzdeba. That's the Gemara. So I think Rabbeisai, I think that this is maybe perhaps the way to understand. The Sfasemis himself alludes to it when he handles with Toysis, but I think this would explain the Rambam, explain all the Shittas. The Emes is, it's a little bit of a catch-22, because if you hold that it is an Avodah, then you can't lift it up. That was the Gemara's question. If it's not an Avodah, then how could they wear the Bidei Kuna Bechlal? That was our catch-22. Then we had the Kasha, why is lifting it up called? Then it's Chosar. And we had the whole sugya with earlier, which has a shaila avnet. And Tosfos says maybe it's going like that mandama. We said we asked the kasha, even according to that mandama, who says it's a chassid. So I think you could say one mahalach here to explain it, and that is that in general, a kohen who wears big day kuna when he's doing any avoid, even avoid that doesn't need kuna, right, is still a mile. Even the Rambam also could do that. Lamashal, Shchita. Shchita is Ksher Bezahar. Right? But a Kohen was still allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna B'Shah Shchita. Why? Because that's still called B'Shah Savoida. Even though it's not Ma'akev Da Avoida, it's still called B'Shah Savoida. Right? The whole issue here is that since you're lifting up the Begadim in a way that the Begadim are becoming possible, right? So here, you shouldn't be allowed to do it. According to the Rambam, I would argue that it could be even according to the Ravid it should be also to do. Because if lifting up the Begadim makes the Begadim possible, on that there's no Hutra. Just like the Rambam, just like the Ravid agrees that they can't walk around the streets with the Big Day Kuna, because the Hutra had a parameter. The Hutra had a parameter, B'Mikdash. L'chayre, the Hutra also had a parameter that it's derech avoida. And if you're not wearing a derech levisha, that would be roif avoida. L'moshel, could a kohen take his big day kuna according to the Ravid? Could a kohen take the big day kuna base? I mean, just use it as a blanket, forgetting me'ila behektish, which is another we dealt with that in Maseches Tomid. Would a kohen al tilcha shatnas be allowed to take the big day kuna and use it as a blanket? It will be shatnas. Be shatnas. I'm not dreaming that. The Gemara in Talmud says it beferish. Yeah. That's the Gemara in Talmud. We had that Gemara. So what I'm telling you is that the kasha that Rav Shach, Zatzal, As for the Rambam, you could really ask even according to the Ravid. Because if we're living with the Gadim, it becomes possible. So it's not Bechlal Derech Levisha. Who says that that would be Mutter altogether, even according to the Ravid? The Ravid holds who true that's if you weigh the Begadim Derech Avoida. Even not during Avoida, but Derech Avoida. There's still a parameter. It's not Stama free for all. Derech Avoida. So I think the Hezman, again, I'm building this on the aside of the Sfasemus when he asked on Tosfos, is that you could say very simple. You could say that the whole Gemara Shaila earlier on, when you lift up the Beged, do we view it as it's cut or not when you put on the Avnet? That's all where, halachically, the Beged could go all the way down. Happens to be the belt is crumbling it up. Right? The belt is crumbling it up. Here, mitushtash is possible. So the only way to do avoida with this beged is by lifting it up. The beged, you couldn't wear this beged, kimidosa, the avoida would be possible. So here, even the mandomer who holds that the avnate is not megas gaias, that's because we say, you know, ignore the belt. Let's look at it like it's, let's look kilu, it's down. But here you can't do that. Because here, if the beged would go all the way down, it would be possible to matushtush. It's only kosher because you're lifting it up. How to gemara? That's not kemidosa. That's not kemidosa. Memeli, you could say, so this works according to everybody. That's why it wasn't totally in the sugya earlier. Memeli says the gemara, maybe it's pishasi lochas ivarim lekevish. Then you don't need to lift up the beged. Because you don't need begadim at all. So then it's not megas gaias. If it's not megas gaias, it's called kimidosai. The only reason why we were holding that it loses the status of midosai is because it required you to lift it up in order for it to be able to do the avoida. But now the emes is that you could leave it, you don't need the begadim at all. So you don't have to lift it up. Halachically. So now if you lift it up, it's not Megas Gaius. If it's not Megas Gaius, so it's not a chsarin in the beged. So now you can wear the big day kunut just like you can wear it by shchita. Because the whole Megas Gaius is riding on the fact that it's required to lift up. Halachically. But mainly we look at it like it's not kemidasa. No, but what I'm trying to tell you is that if I did Kabbalah in the Beis HaMikdash with my beged held and I hold the beged up like that, my Kabbalah will be kosher. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because there's no Megas Gaias. You could do avodah that way. You could do avodah. Here's just, you don't want the beged to get dirty. And if the beged got dirty, what would be? No, but that's only... there's two parts of the beged. One is I need to wear the beged now. Now the only way for me now to wear the beged is by lifting it up. Right? Because otherwise it'll be metushtish. So then the Gemara says to say, it's Megas Gaias. But if this beged right now meets the beged itself, I don't need the big day kuna now. I'm only wearing the big day kuna now to cover the sephoris. Stop. So when I lift it up, it doesn't take away from the cover the sephoris of the beged. It's no word. I don't need a beged bechlal. It's not when you lift it up, it's not derech levish. It is derech levish. That's how I was telling Zev. It's not a chsarn derech levish when you go like this. It's not a chsarn derech levish. It's only chsarn if you're in a halachic bind, because the only way for you to do this avodah is to wear the beged holding up. That's not going to be dosa. That's a chiddush of the gemara. Here I have a simple answer. I can take the beged off completely. If you can take the beged off completely, so then you don't have to lift it up. You're lifting it up, Sam, you don't want it to get dirty. Fine, no problem. You don't need to beg it all together. So if there's no halachic requirement for such, so now it's no different than the guy Sam lifting up his big day kuna, Peshas Avoida, which he's allowed to do. That's what I'm trying to say. The whole vort I'm trying to say here is that tak if Sam a guy is doing Avoida, he can lift up his beged with his hand, and the Avoida will still be kosher. Even according to Manimal's Avnate, Megas Gaias. It's also only because the Avnet is vital, it's halacha. The Avnet is part of the Levisha. If there's no halachic requirement for you to lift it up, Al Stavoid itself, there's no din of Megas guys. So over here, you could just take off the Beged completely. So I'm just wearing the Beged L'Kovodul Sifechas. Stamazeh. Al Stavoid, I don't even have to lift up the Beged. I'm lifting up the Beged, I don't want to get ruined. No problem. That's not a chsorin. There's no Megas guys. There's no Megas guys. So now what's the issue? Stam, it's Kilayim. I'm allowed to wear Big Day Kuna. B'shas Avoyda. Even Avoyda doesn't require a Big Day Kuna. No. I have to wear the Begadim in a way that it would be kosher. That there's nothing, no chsorin in the Maisa Levisha. There isn't. Maisa Levisha with your hand holding up the Beged is no problem. It is Derech Levisha. And halachically, it's kosher to lift up the Beged. No. Only if you're halachically obligated at this moment to lift up the Beged because of the Avoida. Here I'm not. I could just take the Beged off. Since I could take the Beged off, I could lift it up too. You're thinking ahead, you're working backwards. You're going, well, if I don't lift it up, I'll get dirty. If I get dirty, you're right. But the emphasis is, I'm not mechuyev in the Big Day Kuna Bechlal, so it's not mesiaches. Now, there's no obligation for me to lift it up. I have another option. I could just take the Beged off. I could take the Beged off. So once I have another option, it's not Kamad the Posik done. It's only Kamad the Posik if I have no option. So if I'm doing an avoider that requires Big Day Kuna, I only have one option. To take Begadim and make it not Kamidosa. That's the only option I have. Then the Gemara holds it's not Kamidosa. That type of avoider won't be a good avoider. You're doing an avoider which the only way for you to do avoider is to wear short Begadim. Doesn't work. That's the Gemara. Now, here, I have two options. I can lift up the Beged so it shouldn't get dirty. I can take the Beged off. If I have an halachic option of not lifting up the Beged, it's not Kamad the Pasuk. I'm allowed to take off the Begad. No, the Gemara wants to know, are you allowed? The Gemara is not trying to accomplish nothing. The Gemara is to know, are you allowed to wear the Begad? The Gemara says, yes. They're going to get dirty, you lift it up. You can't lift it up. Because since you're mechuyev to wear the Begad, and that's mechuyev you to lift it up too, so it's command the pasuk. So tomorrow night, we're talking about it, you don't have to wear the Begadim Bechlal. If I don't have to wear the Begadim at all, so there's no din on these Begadim, they should be lifted up. There's a din, don't get them dirty. Either take them off, lift them up. Once there's another option, it's not Kamad the Posik. Once it's not Kamad the Posik, so I'm wearing it. There's no chsaron in the Derech Levisha. If you're wearing, like Zev was saying at the beginning, maybe just take it off, not Derech Levisha. It'll be possible by Kabbalah, but then in a Chanamah. The way we were understanding at the beginning is anytime you lift up the Big Day Kuna, it's like it's cut. Doesn't really seem to make sense, but so then it's a problem. But we're saying no. The Etzem lifting up the Beged doesn't change the status of the Beged. It's only if halachically that's what you mechuyev to do now. Take a Beged, put it on, and make it knee-high. It's almost like this Avoda requires knee-high Begadim. It is Derech Levisha. We never had a problem with Derech Levisha. We have a problem that the Torah would require you to wear short Begadim. Knee-highs. Knee-highs is the opposite, right? It sucks. Knee-length. That would be a problem. If the halachic requirement it would be Big Day Kuna knee-high, knee-length, then it would be a problem. Then it's not Kamidosa. If there's no halachic requirement to wear Begadim, so Mamela, there's no halacha that I should have short Begadim now. Stam, I'm doing halacha Zavarim. I can do whatever I want now. I would like to wear Big Day Kuna and hold it up. Okay, because it's not Commander Pasuk because there's no din that has to be. Big lift it up. The whole Commander Pasuk is only when it's locked in to that status. It's locked in that the Torah is requiring a shorter Beged. The Torah is not requiring a shorter Beged. Once the Torah is not requiring a shorter Beged, it's not shorter. Just like it's not true if it's sitting in the drawer. Gladly, you happen to be wearing it now. Did you say the Rambam told you couldn't wear it? I'm saying in this case, everybody could hold you to wear it. Just like you could wear Big Day Kuna, just like you could wear Big Day Kuna B'Shas Shechita. And that's not the problem. And the problem that it's not Derech Levish is not a problem, because then it would be a problem even according to the Ravid. And the Teretz is that the only reason why the Gemara here holds it's not Kemidosai is if there would be a requirement to wear it. And halachically, and the requirement is wear it held up, that would be like the Torah going against the rule of Kemidosai. That can't be, that there's such a requirement. Al-Kochach, the Torah is not requiring Begadim at all. If Torah is not requiring Begadim at all, then if you lift it up, you happen to be lifting it up.